I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited New Orleans on Monday to grieve with relatives of the victims of the deadly New Year's Day attack in the city's popular French Quarter tourist attraction. The Bidens first made an unannounced stop at a makeshift memorial at the site where the attack occurred. They later headed to a church where they met with the families of the victims and attended an interfaith prayer service where the president offered words of support to the city.
My wife Jill and I are here to stand with you, to grieve with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are not alone.
14 people were killed and 35 injured when Shamsud Din Jabbar drove a rented pickup truck at high speed through the entertainment district as revelers celebrated the first hours of 2025. Jabbar crashed his vehicle and opened fire on police, who returned fire and killed him. The New York judge who presided over the hush money trial of Donald Trump has rejected the U.S. president-elect's efforts to postpone Friday's sentencing hearing while his lawyers appealed his guilty verdict. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker with the story.
Trump can still ask the appeals court to intervene and order a stay or pause. His lawyers told Mershon that if his sentencing happens Friday, Trump will not be there but appear by video. The judge signaling he's not likely to sentence the president-elect to any punishment for his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something Trump denies. Julie Walker, New York.
The Pentagon announced Monday that 11 detainees at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been transferred to Oman.
This is VOA News.
All 11 men were natives of Yemen. They had been held at Guantanamo Bay for more than 2 decades without ever being charged with a crime. The transfer is the latest push by the Biden administration to clear the facility of its last remaining detainees before leaving office. Guantanamo Bay once held nearly 800 men who were swept up in the War on Terror begun under the administration of former President George W. Bush in the wake of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. The latest release brings the number of detainees down to just 15. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to, quote, settle accounts with the gunmen who carried out Monday's deadly attack at a village in the occupied West Bank, including anyone who assisted them. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Our army is currently conducting a manhunt for the gunman.
Israeli government spokesman David Mensur. At least 3 people were killed in the attack in the Palestinian village of Al-Funduk on one of the main east-west roads crossing the territory. Mensur spoke about the victims.
3 Israelis were murdered, 2 women in their 60s and 1 man in his 40s. 8 people were wounded. And of course, families shattered.
Hamas praised the attack in a statement, but did not claim responsibility for it. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani was declared to be in civil contempt of court Monday in a case brought by 2 election workers in the southern state of Georgia over his false accusations they tried to help steal the 2020 U.S. presidential election from Donald Trump. Here's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
The New York judge found that Giuliani failed to properly respond to requests for information about assets that could be turned over to satisfy a roughly $148 million defamation judgment granted to Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandrea Moss, back in 2023. Giuliani, the former personal lawyer to Republican President-elect Donald Trump, conceded he made defamatory statements about Freeman and Moss, and a judge ruled he was liable for defamation. Giuliani has been disbarred for making false claims about the 2020 election and pleaded not guilty to criminal charges in Georgia and Arizona that he aided Trump's failed attempt to overturn his loss.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Much of the United States is dealing with the aftermath of a major winter storm that covered numerous states with several centimeters of snow and ice. The polar vortex that triggered the storm is also expected to bring bitter cold to millions of residents, with temperatures expected to fall well below 0 degrees Celsius. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.